This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Thursday, March 28th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here is what caught my eye this morning. President Trump says the Jussie Smollett case is a national embarrassment. Now, the bizarre outcome of the Jussie Smollett case is now on President Trump's radar, and as federal investigations begin, he's calling the dropping of the charges an embarrassment to the nation. Trump's Thursday morning tweet storm included one about the sweet deal the Cook County State's Attorney Office handed Smollett, dropping 16 felony counts for allegedly lying to police after he did 18 hours of charitable work last weekend. He tweeted, FBI and DOJ to review the outrageous Jussie Smollett case in Chicago. It's an embarrassment to our nation. POTUS said two federal agencies, the FBI and Department of Justice, would be reviewing the outrageous case. It might seem like he's calling for the investigation, but the reality is the FBI and DOJ were already on the job. Chicago's Fraternal Order of Police announced it had filed with the DOJ on Tuesday, immediately following the announcement that Jussie would not stand trial. The FBI's probe of the state's attorney's decision was announced Wednesday afternoon. Now, while Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox has defended cutting Smollett loose, calling it typical outcome for anyone facing Class 4 felonies, public outcry has prompted the feds to get involved. And Trump's tweet makes it clear he still knows what gets ratings. It's a complicated case here, becoming even more complicated by the president weighing in the way that he has. So let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. Okay, let's for a moment assume that Jussie Smollett is guilty of making this whole thing up and lying to investigators. It was something that has damaged the credibility of anybody who comes forward to report a hate crime or whether it be homophobic or racially based, because now everybody is going to call into question, is it a fake report like the Jussie Smollett thing? Now, for a moment, let's assume, as he's asserting, that he didn't make it up, that it did happen. Now we're putting someone who hasn't been convicted of something and making them guilty until proven innocent. So both of those things are problematic. Now, what they did in the case is he did 13 hours of community service. He forfeited his $10,000 bond. The state's attorney is saying that's pretty much what the punishment would be if he were found guilty of these lower level felonies. They're felonies, but there's different levels of felonies. And they're saying that basically they need to take their time and use it toward and resources and use it toward prosecuting violent criminals and people who perpetrate violence upon others. And even if guilty, he has perpetrated violence upon himself. So whether you agree or disagree that there's been enough punishment or not, he has not been found guilty in a court of law. So if you're a rule of law person, let's innocent until proven guilty. Done? Okay, great. Now let's jump into the second part of that, which is the president of the United States jumping on Twitter and saying, I'm caught. We need to have this happen. It's already happened. It's him jumping in and trying to take credit for something that was already underway as part of the normal course of law enforcement action and reaction. Law enforcement locally feels maybe this wasn't okay. They reached out to the feds to say, hey, is this okay? And the feds have responded by launching their own investigation into it. The president didn't need to weigh in on this at all because it was already underway. Or he could have weighed in a different way saying, I'm outraged at this and the FBI and DOJ are already investigating. But instead, he felt the need to try and make it about him and that he is taking out a stand on this whole thing. My advice would be to stay in your lane, sir. Because despite what you may or may not think about President Trump, when we had the Charlottesville marches with the white supremacists with the tiki torches chanting, they shall not replace us, and a woman ended up dead, he came out on TV and said, very fine people on both sides. So maybe, just maybe for the case of optics for the average American, maybe you could stay in your lane just for this one time. Maybe that would have been the best thing, but I'm sure someone on Fox News is fired up about it, so he had to talk. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap. Can I get some attention?
There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information.